AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the United Nations General Assembly.
I like to speak my mind and speak the truth.
President Trump criticized the UN. He criticized Europe for buying oil from Russia as the war in Ukraine goes on.
Think of it. They're funding the war against themselves. Who the hell ever heard of that one?
In the Middle East, the president says UN nations cannot go against Israel.
Some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great for Hamas terrorists for their atrocities.
The president also called climate change the greatest con job ever perpetrated in the world. The Secret Service dismantled a massive hidden telecom network in New York.
Investigators say while they have not uncovered a plot to disrupt the UN General Assembly, the system could be used for that by blacking out cell service and jamming 911 calls. Matt McCool is the special agent in charge of the New York office.
Definitely nation state, foreign governments communicating over that network to known criminals in the United States and known organized crime, known cartels and terrorist groups were using this network.
The cache was made up of over 300 SIM servers with more than 100,000 SIM cards. It was uncovered as part of a Secret Service investigation into telecommunications threats targeting senior government officials. Julie Walker, New York.
Jimmy Kimmel's late night show returns tonight, except in cities that have ABC stations owned by Nexstar and Sinclair. Both companies will go with other programming. Kimmel was suspended over comments related to the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Nexstar says Kimmel remains off the air, pending assurances all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue. This is AP News. More Israeli strikes in Gaza City.
The Palestinian Medical Relief Society says an Israeli strike reduced its six-story building in Gaza City's Tel al-Hawa neighborhood to rubble, adding the center was one of the main facilities in the city providing blood donation and testing services, trauma care, and chronic disease treatment. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military, which launched an offensive aimed at occupying Gaza City earlier this month. The medical charity adds another of its centers has been damaged and surrounded by Israeli troops, and that the third was destroyed in a separate strike. Multiple hospitals in the famine-stricken city have been forced to shut down as Israeli troops advance. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The WNBA's New York Liberty says it will not renew coach Sandy Brondello's contract for next season. Brondello led the Liberty to its first WNBA championship in 2024 and lost in the first round of the playoffs this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.